Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is September 21, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bitcoin price hits one-week low as US dollar currency index aims higher. FinCEN files, BNY Mellon processed $137 million for entities linked to OneCoin. Bitcoin hasn't seen three positive consecutive quarters since 2017. Profit-taking Bitcoin miners won't stop the next bull run, on-chain analyst. HSBC stock hits 25-year low, 5 things to watch in Bitcoin this week. Now let's get started. Bitcoin price hits one-week low as US dollar currency index aims higher. Renewed bullish behavior in DXY spells trouble for inversely correlated BTC/USD, underscoring the relationship between the two indices. Bitcoin BTC reacted to fresh strength in the US dollar on September 21 to follow stocks downward and move away from $11,000. DXY surge spells BTC price weakness. Data from Coin360 and Cointelegraph Markets showed BTC/USD hitting lows of $10,570 on Monday, its lowest in a week. Sunday saw rejection of resistance at $11,200, with Bitcoin subsequently shedding around 3% on the day as macro markets wobbled at the open. At press time, BTC/USD hovered at just above $10,600. As Cointelegraph reported, a basket of factors, coronavirus, central bank economic policy, and a separate scandal involving major institutions is creating uncertainty this week. The $11,200 rejection was anticipated by Cointelegraph Markets analyst Michal van de Papa, who warned that Bitcoin was unlikely to find the strength to flip the previous support level back from resistance. At the same time, DXY edged past 93 on Monday, with Bitcoin's corresponding fall characterizing continued inverse correlation. FinCEN files, BNY Mellon processed $137 million for entities linked to OneCoin. One of America's oldest banks wired over $100 million in funds linked to the crypto Ponzi scheme OneCoin, according to a trove of documents leaked from the U.S. financial crimes watchdog. In February 2017, the Bank of New York Mellon, BNY Mellon, flagged a number of transactions with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, it deemed suspicious as they appeared to be layered a money laundering technique that hides the source of funds through sending multiple transactions. Worth a combined $137 million, the bank said these transactions came from entities linked to OneCoin, a crypto scheme the U.S. government accused of being a Ponzi. It's estimated OneCoin raised a total of $4 billion from investors, making it one of the most successful schemes of its kind ever. BuzzFeed received thousands of leaked suspicious activity reports, SARs, from 2011 and 2017 that show instances when a bank's compliance team flagged a transaction they considered out of the ordinary and possibly suspect with FinCEN. Dubbed the FinCEN files, the trove of 2,657 documents gives an indication of how much dirty money may be passing through some of the world's biggest banks. As SARs are just the concerns of compliance officers, they are not necessarily evidence of wrongdoing by themselves. The files show Deutsche Bank flagged a total of $1.3 trillion, JP Morgan approximately $500 billion and Bank of America another $384 billion. BNY Mellon underlined a total of $64 billion in 325 separate SARs filed with FinCEN, making it the second most frequent filer in the leaked documents. BuzzFeed shared the FinCEN files with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, ICIJ, which showed one particular transaction in 2016 where Finero Equity Investments, a British Virgin Islands-based company, wired approximately $30 million from its account at DMS Bank & Trust, a Cayman-based bank, to BNY Mellon. Finero described the payment as a loan for crypto real and investment trust set up by OneCoin founder Ruja Ignatova, who has not been seen since late 2017. In a SAR filed at the time, BNY Mellon's compliance team said Finero often received wires from shell entities linked to OneCoin. It sent the money to Hong Kong's DBS Bank, where it was credited to a local company called Barda Holdings. Emails seized by U.S. authorities last year shows Mark Scott, the New York attorney convicted last year of laundering $400 million for OneCoin, arranged the $30 million loan from Finero to allegedly purchase an oil field from Barda Holdings. But the seized emails show that the loan was never repaid and that $10 million of the amount sent to Barda Holdings was actually spent by one of the OneCoin co-founders. I believe that the $30 million purported loan from Finero to Barda was arranged by Scott to launder OneCoin Limited proceeds to CC2, OneCoin's co-founder, said testimony from Special Agent Kurt Hafer, attached to the New York Attorney's Office. A BNY Mellon spokesperson told ICIJ that the bank fully complied with existing financial regulation and took its role in protecting the integrity of the global financial system seriously. By law, they said the bank was unable to comment on specific SARs. Likewise, DMS Bank said it took its legal responsibilities for helping to combat fraud and money laundering extremely seriously. OneCoin, Ruja Ignatova, and DBS Bank didn't respond to ICIJ's requests for comment. Bitcoin hasn't seen three positive consecutive quarters since 2017. Bitcoin has not seen three positive consecutive quarters since 2017, historical data shows. According to the latest data from SKU, Bitcoin BTC has not seen three positive consecutive quarters since 2017. If BTC ends Q4 with a net gain, it would be three consecutive winning quarters for the first time in 3 years. Q4 has been mostly bearish for Bitcoin since 2018. But historical data is not in Bitcoin's favor as the last two Q4s closed with 42.54% and 13.6% drops, in 2018 and 2019, respectively. From late 2016 and up to 2018, Bitcoin saw five positive consecutive quarters to record an all-time high by the end of 2017. Analysts attributed that historic rally to two major factors. First, BTC saw a massive mainstream frenzy across major markets including the US and South Korea. Second, BTC came off a block reward halving in July 2016, a generally bullish milestone event for the network. A block reward halving has a positive impact on the price of BTC because it has a direct effect on its newly issued supply. A halving decreases the rate at which new BTC is created by half, causing the circulating supply to drop over time. As such, BTC tends to see big rallies after halvings. The problem is that in 2016, the post-halving rally came 15 months after the halving occurred, and some analysts have indeed drawn similarities with how the beginnings of that bull run to the current period. The latest halving, which occurs every 4 years, happened in May 2020. If a similar cycle as 2016 plays out, BTC would likely see an explosive rally by the last quarter of 2021. However, since 2018, Bitcoin has underperformed during the fourth quarter. The subpar performance could be cyclical for various reasons. Investors in the US could sell BTC for clarity on year-end taxation and holders in Asia might sell ahead of the new year. But two factors could potentially boost the bullish case for BTC by the year's end. Gold's rally and the dollar's weakness. Strategists at the Swiss investment banking giant UBS expects gold to continuously rally throughout 2021. The prediction coincides with the fundamental weakness of the dollar against other reserve currencies. What traders expect in the near term? In the near term, traders are becoming more cautious about the price trend of BTC, particularly as the US dollar is starting to find some footing in the run-up to the US election. Meanwhile, technical analysts are closely observing two important technical levels at $10,500 and $10,000 for the price of Bitcoin. As Cointelegraph reported, Losing the $10,000 support area could lead to a major pullback. The movement of whales indicates that the $9,800 support region has weakened, which might cause a bigger correction. Edward Mora, a cryptocurrency technical analyst, said he remains bearish until BTC closes back above $11,000. He wrote, "Still bearish until it closes above $11,000 with conviction on a daily. Looking for a reaction at $10,500, $10,450, this is the closest support on daily." Profit-taking Bitcoin miners won't stop the next bull run, on-chain analyst. Bitcoin miners sold substantial amounts of BTC throughout the past 2 months, but on-chain analysts believe it won't stop the next bull run. Historical data shows that some miners began to sell Bitcoin BTC at the end of July, leading to increased selling pressure in the cryptocurrency market. Eventually, the dominant cryptocurrency fell steeply from mid-August, recording a 13% fall, and since then BTC has struggled to retake the $12,000 mark. According to CryptoQuant CEO Ki Young-Joo, continued selling by miners might not be enough to prevent a bull run. On-chain data analysis firms closely observe the movements of miners and whales because they hold significant amounts of BTC. Willy Wu, an on-chain analyst, explained that miners represent one of the two external sources of selling pressure for Bitcoin. He previously said, "There's only two unmatched sell pressures on the market. One, miners who dilute the supply and sell onto the market, this is the hidden tax via monetary inflation. And two, the exchanges who tax the traders and sell onto the market. When miners start selling their Bitcoin holdings, typically to cover expenses, it could trigger a correction in the cryptocurrency market. For instance, from August 17 to September 5, the price of Bitcoin dropped from $12,486 to $9,813. During that time, several whales sold Bitcoin right at $12,000, and the same behavior was observed amongst miners. The selling pressure coming from miners and whales noticeably has been attributed to the current crypto market slump, but in the longer term, Ki explained, it is not enough to stop a prolonged bull run. If miners abruptly sell a significant amount of BTC, it could cause a severe correction, as a small price movement could trigger liquidations from heavily leveraged traders. Hence, even a relatively small sell-off by miners could theoretically cause massive price swings. Ki says the intensity of the sell-off from miners was not strong enough to halt future bull runs. He said, "Miner update, some miners began selling at the end of July, but I think in the long run, miners didn't sell BTC large enough to stop the next bull run." According to ByteTree, the net inventory of Bitcoin miners declined by 125 BTC per week in the last 12 weeks. The data indicates that miners sold approximately $1.362 million BTC per week atop the BTC that they mined and sold. As Ki emphasized, the data shows that miners sold substantial amounts of BTC, but not in amounts that were irregular to normal behavior. Post-halving bull cycle remains a possibility. Bitcoin is still hovering above the critical $10,000 technical support level despite multiple attempts by bears to drop the price below the key level. The resilience of Bitcoin amidst a heightened level of selling pressure suggests a cautiously bullish trend in the long term. Several on-chain metrics also indicate that now is a healthy accumulation phase for Bitcoin. Raphael Schultz-Kraft, the CTO at Glassnode, said, "Short-term holder net unrealized profit loss, STHNUPL, with a hash bullish signal here emo. That bounce of the zero line was important, is very characteristic for previous bull markets, and historically a good buying opportunity. HSBC stock hits 25-year low, 5 things to watch in Bitcoin this week. Bitcoin grapples with $11,000 as money laundering engulfs the banking sector again and coronavirus spoils stock sentiment. Bitcoin BTC starts a new week still looking for $11,000 support as macro markets wobble over coronavirus and banks' criminal activities. Cointelegraph highlights 5 factors that could shape BTC price action in the coming days. Banks face money laundering deluge while central banks grappled with dramatic shifts in United States economy policy. Fresh leaked files showed yet more evidence of large-scale money laundering. A huge trove of documents from the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, dubbed the FinCEN Files, found its way to investigative journalists throughout the world this month, and the focus was clear: illegal activities gone unnoticed. One example involves HSBC, which continued allowing funds to move through its accounts despite being notified of their criminal origins. The bank's shares were down to 25-year lows on Monday. Other revelations include much activity linked to the Russian elite using United Kingdom banks to avoid Western sanctions. Bitcoin proponents were quick to call out the irony of the situation, given the history of many banks in the files claiming that Bitcoin itself facilitated crime. A pair of advertisements in Hong Kong for Bitcoin and HSBC ironically summarize the status quo, with statistician Willy Wu tweeting, "Be your own bank." The story continues. HSBC on point. Central banks around the world continue to deal with coronavirus fallout, meanwhile, and the European Central Bank, ECB, will meet to discuss its response and possible implications for the euro this week. As Cointelegraph reported, the Bank of England (BOE) is currently entertaining the possibility of introducing negative interest rates for the first time in its history. Stocks down as coronavirus weighs trading in Asia opened on a weaker note Monday, with the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index down 1.5% driven by HSBC shares hitting their lowest since 1995. A similar picture came from Europe, with the Stoxx Europe 600 down 1.6%. In the United States prior to the opening bell, S&P 500 futures were down 1%. The U.S. faces a mixed bag of woes as politicians struggle to agree on a fresh coronavirus stimulus package and elections draw nearer. This week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will testify before Congress, after last week's speech about the central bank's extraordinary economic policy progress left many skeptical about its capabilities. "We do have concerns down the stretch about the markets reacting poorly to some of the uncertainties facing us, the election, potentially around COVID-19, and the fact that we don't have a stimulus package yet," Rebecca Felton, senior market strategist at global asset manager Riverfront Investment Group, told Bloomberg. "I would have to think we could be volatile to the downside here. Any combination weighing on the strength of the US dollar is currently a boon for Bitcoin, continuing its inverse correlation with the US dollar currency index DXY. On the day, safe haven gold was up 0.1% against the dollar at $1,953. Bitcoin fundamentals hit new all-time highs. There was more good news for Bitcoin analysts eyeing network strength this week as difficulty and hash rate stayed at all-time highs. The difficulty, arguably Bitcoin's most important fundamental feature, increased 11.35% at the latest automatic readjustment on Sunday. According to estimates from BTC.com, the next readjustment in 12 days' time is already set to add another 10.2%. The fresh upside underscores fierce competition among Bitcoin miners to gain block rewards which remain unalterably constant at 6.25 BTC per block regardless of how many are competing. Hash rate, meanwhile, an estimate of the total computing power dedicated to the Bitcoin network, hit a fresh record of 143 exahashes per second, AS, on Saturday. A popular theory suggests that price bullishness follows fundamentals, and miners' belief in Bitcoin's long-term profitability is now clear to see. $11,000 proves tough for BTC. BTC, USD stayed range-bound over the weekend, failing to flip $11,000 into any form of a support level. The ranging behavior continued a pattern from last week, during which Bitcoin nonetheless managed to exit higher from fundamental support at $10,000. For Cointelegraph Markets analyst Michal van de Papa, keeping $11,000 in the higher $11,200 as resistance means that Bitcoin will stay in the $10,000 zone for the time being. "Given that we've got this range-bound construction, we have to check the lower time frames, in which the most likely scenario is a case of testing the upper resistance zone of $11,200 to $11,400. And given the significance of this resistance zone, it's unlikely that we're going to break through it in one go," he summarized in a Twitter update Saturday. BTC USD subsequently fulfilled the prophecy, seeing rejection at just below $11,200 on Sunday. In terms of further downside potential, should lower support give way, the open CME futures gap at $9,600 remains in play. Analysts stayed divided over whether the recent dip to $9,800 could be classed as sufficient to close the gap. Bitcoin may attempt to hit it definitely or leave the recent lows as a bottom. Investors recover from fear of $9,800 according to the popular Crypto Fear and Greed Index metric. Investor sentiment is broadly recovering from the trip below $10,000. On Monday, the index, which takes a basket of indicators to measure investor sentiment, was in the neutral range of 48/100. Previously, as Bitcoin circled $12,000, it measured almost its highest score ever. A warning, creators say, that the market is due for a correction. Once that happened, a sense of overselling entered, slowly balancing out through the past week to leave the index at its current reading. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.